here with another quick brain snack. And this one is a Vivix brain snack. And this is also based on your KBW, your knowledge-based workflow. So before I continue, I just want to say that this is self-sponsored and brought to you by the Dynexum Project. And you can go ahead and message us to find out what that means later on. But yes, self-sponsored. Sponsored by us. So the question that's been asked is, scheduling. The Novi actually covered a little bit about scheduling in the KBW video series, but I want to address two things. Scheduling availability. There's actually, I would say, two basic things you need to know, or skills or secrets. One trick or secret is an attitude, and then organization. So what do I mean by attitude? When you're scheduling, obviously you want to have an attitude of urgency. You do want to make this sound like this is important and that you're actually doing something positive. So you want to have that attitude. You want to convey that attitude. At the same time, you also want to strike this fine balance between being nonchalant, meaning you're fine with it. You're nonchalant in a way where you know it's important, but you know that there are other people out there that you can assist. So it's a strange thing. It's almost, some people say, wasn't that reverse psychology? In a way it is, because you have the mindset that while you know that what you're scheduling them for a meet and greet or for a demonstration or for, one of the important steps here, being an alliance agent, you know that it's very important and urgent, but at the same time, you also know that there are other people out there. This, in a way, almost kind of, this fine balance between urgency and nonchalant creates an impression to your client that there's plenty of people out there, or that you're almost already successful if you aren't already. So you're creating the impression that you're already successful. You're creating the impression that, you know, if that person won't schedule with you, there's plenty others out there, and you're creating an impression that you're very confident. So confident enough not to feel like that one client is going to define your business or make or break your business. So, attitude of fine balance of nonchalant and urgency. Next trick is organization. You know, a lot of people, even when they're not used to scheduling, or even when they're not used to talking to clients, and even when they feel that they're not too far along enough in their business to get that confidence, knowing your tools, knowing what tools to use, knowing when you're available, and, speaking to people, about their availability is actually creating some kind of confidence. So I would say being organized, using your tools, maybe like Google Calendar, maybe Setmore, knowing ahead of time what days are available for you, and also being able to coordinate that with what days are available for the client, helps build confidence. Also, you know, it also helps avoid that trap that we sometimes might fall into of over-promising and under-delivering. And what do I mean by that? You know, a lot of people make the mistake is when they hear that a client is available, they immediately just say, oh, my entire calendar is open. When are you available? Any day works for me. What about you? It kind of sometimes shows a little bit of desperation, and also it opens you up to under-delivering or over-promising. Meaning they might say, oh yeah, I'm available Tuesday on the 20th, and you book it, you're so happy, and then Tuesday the 20th comes, or the day before, and guess what? You're not available. You had another meeting, or you had a meeting with another client, or there was some other business function to attend to, but you have to go and reschedule or cancel with that client. And the client can lose interest in you right away, or say, wow, you're not that serious, or wow, you're unprofessional, or wow, you really don't want my business, do you? And they might get discouraged and just say, never mind, I don't have any other days available, goodbye. So you want to make, so in order to avoid that, you do want to make sure that you are organized, and you do want to make sure that you have your tools set up ahead of time so you don't overpromise and underdeliver. So two secrets right there: the attitude of a fine balance of being nonchalant and urgent, which creates the impression that you're already successful and that you're confident, and that you know that there's plenty of other people out there that you can assist. And then, of course, the idea of being organized so that you know ahead of time what to schedule and you can keep your promise of meeting with that client. So anyway, that's been my brain snacks, business brain snacks. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And this is L1, and I'll See you guys in the next video.